A very important headache is medication overuse headache, or what we refer to as rebound headache. Anytime a patient is taking any pain medication more than 15 days a month for more than 3 months in a row, so the patient is clearly overusing this pain medication, they are at high risk of developing rebound headache. The treatment of rebound headache obviously is to discontinue the headache medications that are causing it. But we need to understand this process here a little more in depth. Generally speaking, people do not take pain medications just for fun. Now, if we're talking about narcotics, there could be addiction, and that's a different story. But medication overuse headache doesn't have to happen just with narcotics. It can happen simply by overusing acetaminophen, Tylenol, or ibuprofen, or Excedrin migraine. It can happen also by overusing triptans. Any triptan can give you medication overuse. So any medication can cause pain medication can cause a rebound headache. Now, obviously, things like narcotics or Furoset that has butalbital, those are obviously more likely to cause a rebound headache. So this can happen with any medication. Why would someone take Tylenol and or ibuprofen on a daily basis? Well, usually it's because they're having frequent headaches. So there is a reason to start. So medication overuse headache is almost never a diagnosis, the only diagnosis for the patient headache. It's usually an accompanying diagnosis to another type of headache. So, for example, I have cervicogenic headache, and I'm having pain 3 4 days a week. So I'm gonna start taking pain medication 4 days a week. That's almost 16, 17, 18 days a month. Then after, and then of course, because I have my neck problem that's not solved, I did some therapy and that's still not helping. So it's been several months and I'm still struggling with my neck problems causing my cervicogenic headache. And I'm taking these frequent pain medications 4 times a week, 5 times a week. Then over time, my headache is going to get worse actually. And that is because in addition to my cervicogenic headache, I'm having rebound headache or medication overuse headache. I probably has had or have history of migraine and used to be maybe one day a week, 4 days a month. I take some ibuprofen and maybe sumatriptan with that, and it just takes care of it. Now there's no way I could develop rebound headache with that. Now over time, without me really realizing what's happening, now they're happening twice a week, so a total of 8 days a month, 9 days a month. And then over time, now they're happening probably 4 times a week. And I don't realize that there's something called prophylactic treatment or preventive treatment. So 4 days every week, I'm taking my sumatriptan and ibuprofen. Four doses of sumatriptan in 1 week is still allowed, at least from side effects standpoint. And every time I'm taking ibuprofen, and sometimes I add Tylenol to that. So now, over time, I probably am adding to my frequent migraine headaches another component, which is the rebound headache. And here, the treatment should be number one, to discontinue or taper down. Sometimes it's hard to convince a patient, and which is very understandable, to stop the medication completely because I'm already having headache and doesn't make sense. I'm not going to take anything. But you just advise them, how about if you cut down the number of days you're using these medications in half? Instead of doing it like 5 days a week, how about if you just do three for now and for the next few weeks, and then after that you can do two and so on. So that's one. In addition to that, I need to look for a good preventive treatment to address the frequent headaches that the patient was encountering that likely led to this medication rebound headache. So those two things together will eventually improve the control of the headaches.